Continuing our series with state legislative leaders, senior political reporter Zach Schultz spoke with Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, looking back at 2023 and what she expects in the year to come.
When you look back at 2023 and the year that was in the legislature, what stands out to you as the most important things that have happened in this building?
It's been a very full year. Of course, a top priority for our caucus is upholding Governor Evers' veto. The State Assembly holds that ability by just two seats. And so it's been really important that we have been able to prevent Republicans from moving forward a right-wing agenda that's really out of touch with the people of Wisconsin. We also have worked hard to find opportunities to pass bills where possible and, you know, of course, had extensive conversations about shared revenue and the Milwaukee Brewers and so many other important issues. And then there have been some good bills that have gotten done on housing and a number of other bipartisan priorities. We remain focused on the long term and know that this body is not doing what the people of Wisconsin need for us to provide for working families, for us to make Wisconsin a place where everyone can thrive. So we continue that work into the coming year.
One of the other big things from 2023 was the Supreme Court election and the changing of the balance of power there. Does that give you hope for the future of the Democratic Party in the Assembly, especially considering the redistricting case?
Yes, absolutely. So we are seeing a case move forward in the Supreme Court right now, challenging Wisconsin's gerrymandered legislative maps. People around Wisconsin understand that when about 50% of the votes go to Democrats and that results in a third, roughly, of the seats in the state assembly and state senate, something is wrong. Wisconsin is classified as a democracy desert. And that means that the people of Wisconsin's priorities are just not reflected in the bills that move through this body. So we are, of course, hopeful that there will be fair maps that allow for really competitive elections in a bunch of seats in the state assembly and the state senate next year, and think that that will mean that the people of Wisconsin are better represented in this building.
Are you already starting to recruit candidates? Are you hearing from people who are maybe more interested with the idea of a different looking district than in years past?
Yes, absolutely. It's a big part of my job, talking to potential candidates, calling folks, and getting calls from people who are really excited to be part of the next election cycle. They know that it could be a year in which Democrats are fighting for the majority, and they want to be part of that. So I've had fantastic conversations with folks from across the state who are ready to hit the ground running.
What kind of a shift is that when you've gone from protect the veto to we may have a shot at the majority?
Yeah, it's a great question. I feel like I'm shifting every day. So last cycle, we were very focused on protecting our incumbents and making sure that the assembly held the governor's veto power. Unfortunately, the Senate, is a Republican supermajority. And so, you know, we are focused on building the infrastructure that we need to be able to compete in a lot of seats. The reality of the gerrymandered maps is that there have only been a few seats that are truly competitive in the last decade. And so now we could be looking at a situation in which we have a dozen, two dozen seats that are really on the margins. And that both, of course, changes what election season looks like for us, but it also changes what happens in this building. Because right now, there are very few legislators sitting in this building who actually feel that they could lose their seats and who feel that they might need to adjust and listen to their constituents and do what the people of Wisconsin have asked them to do. Supporting policies like Medicaid expansion, like gun safety, like making appropriate investments in our public schools. And so I hope that fair maps will change what governance looks like in this body. And then, of course, we hope to pick up a whole lot of seats next year and be in a position to fight for the majority if there are fair maps.
One of the big things coming to Wisconsin next year is the RNC convention in Milwaukee. Do you think that'll have an electoral impact in the fall, or is it strictly a tourism thing in the summer?
It's a good question. Of course, parties choose where they have their conventions intentionally. Thankfully, we'll have a convention not too far away in Illinois, and I know many of us will be going over to visit and feel the energy going into the next election cycle. We are going to do everything we can to communicate the wins that Wisconsinites have because of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris being in office. And I'll just speak for my own district. We have expanded broadband access through the Affordable Connectivity Program. There's a community health clinic moving forward because of policies passed by this administration. Of course, the Inflation Reduction Act having significant impacts on our infrastructure here in Wisconsin. So a convention's all good and well. It's fun for the base, right, for the activists. But what's really important is that we communicate what the candidates stand for, right, and the impact of having them in office, what it means for people's real lives, their day-to-day, and we have a lot to talk about from the Biden-Harris administration.
Do you want to see Donald Trump as the GOP nominee?
Oh, that's playing with fire. You know, I think that I feel really confident in President Biden. Again, I think there's just been so much good work that we have to talk about going into next year. And we know, of course, that Donald Trump is wildly out of touch with the realities facing Wisconsinites. I think the same is true for the other primary candidates. So it'll be interesting to see whoever comes through will be ready. And I think we're excited about 2024.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.